Citing concerns over civil liberties, Sheriffs Mike Borkovich, Ted Schindel, Ken Falk, and Kim Cole, who protect counties along Lake Michigan in the northwest part of the Mitten. So, hey there, you know there, that's not the UP there. Is it there? There, right? said in a joint statement that the governor has, quote, created a vague framework of emergency laws that only confuse Michigan citizens. As a result, we will not have strict enforcement of these orders. We will deal with every case as an individual situation and apply common sense in assessing the apparent violation. We believe that we are the last line of defense in protecting your civil liberties. Now, any of you that have ever followed the, you know, I keep this little manual here on my desktop, have ever followed or studied the common law handbook for jurors, sheriffs, bailiffs, and justices, know that, and I can't remember who sent this to me, but the common law handbook, here, I'll show you on the U-Boob. I have one. Somebody sent it to me like 12 years ago. Begins thus, it is the duty of jurors, sheriffs, bailiffs, and justices to resist all infringements upon the rights of the people without delay. Thomas Jefferson said, whenever people are well-informed, they can be trusted with their own government. Clearly, the government cannot be in charge of deciding for themselves whether or not they should indict themselves on criminal charges. This is precisely why we have so much corruption in our government. It is the duty of the people to stand up as the faithful and wise stewards and bring the servants who think themselves master back into subjection. And this was sent to me by an old friend, Stuart Sprill, back in 2007 after the Road to Independence, the audio documentary came out. And it's a great little handbook because it gives you all the, it gives you the Bill of Rights, common law versus common sense. And this is basically just a really good guide here, because you should always think if you live in a county and you have a sheriff, like we live in parishes, we have a sheriff. We actually know the sheriff, Sheriff Smith. And you have a sheriff. You should always think of your sheriff as your actual first line of defense against tyranny. Especially when in the system of subsidiarity, when the tyranny comes from an office that is above the county level. Like Emperor Bell Edwards the First. So it is the sheriff's duty to see to it that the laws are faithfully executed, true, but as any good soldier should do, when he's given, when a governor or a president or whoever, or a legislature passes any law or acts for the enforcement or an executive order, any law that contravenes or contradicts a civil right, especially one that's codified in an amendment or a bill of rights or whatever, it's the duty of the sheriff as an oath keeper to say, no, I won't enforce it. I won't do it. It's wrong. And this is now happening in Michigan with these four sheriffs. On Thursday, Whitmer issued one of the most restrictive stay-at-home orders in the country. By the by, you got to hear this dingbat talk. This woman is an absolute blithering idiot. And she also thinks she's a queen. She drones on endlessly about we interceded for you, citizen. You know, you people are so stupid. You're lucky to have me here protecting you morons. If it wasn't for me, half of the population of Michigan would have died already. Michiganders are also barred from traveling between residences if they own a second property. Though the governor's order exempts out-of-state residents, allowing such individuals to take refuge in their Michigan homes. You know, folks, I can sum up what's going on here. Let me sum up what's going on here. You basically have this situation. By the way, our chat room is open. After breaking a record yesterday, it is limping along this morning, but you...
You're officially spoiled. You're going to complain every day. When people go back to work, it's going to be bad.
Yeah, I'm not even going to go. When people go back to work and they leave the chat room, I'm not even going to go in there. If we're not breaking double, triple digits every day, I have no use for it. I'm kidding. Let me just explain to you broadly what's going on here. When I yell at you, citizen, you will obey your federal and state overlords. I'm not kidding. What we are basically faced with here is the various levels of government of the United States telling all the people that they govern, 330 million at last count, that it doesn't matter what you know. Throw it away. You're only allowed to act upon what we know. Does that make sense to you guys? This is basically what the government is saying. It doesn't matter what you know or what you think about what you know. It only matters what we know and what our scientists and our doctors and our experts say. And if someone in the pay of the government says, insert outrage here, then that's what we believe. And until further notice, citizen, that's what you will believe. Well, I'm sorry. That is not government's purpose. Government's purpose is to enforce and defend the common good. There is a story in the Wall Street Journal here today. Let me see here. Okay, I got to have a new system of filing these papers because I can't get to them when I want them. Here, the lucky stay-at-home 37%. The editors of the Wall Street Journal. Among the blessings of the modern American economy is that so many of us can work from home. This is good for both the economy and the individuals whose paychecks keep coming, even in the midst of a lockdown. Excuse me. Not all Americans have this option. A newly released study called How Many Jobs Can Be Done at Home reckons that 37% of all U.S. jobs can plausibly be done at home, meaning that nearly two-thirds cannot. The study's authors from the University of Chicago's Becker-Friedman Institute add that their 37% estimate is at the upper bound of what might be feasible. Along with other studies, this one also finds that those in jobs that can be done from home typically earn more. By their calculations, for example, 37% of jobs that can be done at home account for 46% of all wages. There are also variations across cities and industries, with San Francisco and Washington having more jobs that can be done from home than, say, Fort Myers and Grand Rapids, and someone in finance more likely to be able to work from home than a construction worker. Those who have stressed the need to get our economy up and running again are sometimes criticized for favoring profits over people, but the Becker-Friedman paper underscores that those lower down on the socioeconomic scale are most in need of a reopening for their livelihoods. Matter of fact, there's a graph. If you go to ZeroHedge.com, you can see this story, and you can actually see the Becker-Friedman graph as divided into four quadrants. And on the left side of the graph are the greens, or the blues, rather. On the right side of the graph are the greens, And then it is scaled up by income. You know, there's an income scale, and it clearly shows that the people most hurt by a shutdown lockdown order are the poor, or the middle class, working class. That's who is most clobbered by this.